1776.
Well, if you haven't retired yet and you still have a 401k, good news, the Dow was up on the day, but that's just one day. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Left Coast, the East Coast, and all the spots in between. Remember, you're invited to take part in the conversation here on ATN each and every time we crack open this microphone. And, boy, we have a lot of things we're going to jump to in this jam-packed hour of the show, including an earthquake in Southern California. It just gives people the shakes because of the idea that a big one is coming, and that is debated back and forth, and what happens with the tectonic plates and all that sort of stuff. This one was outside or centered near Palm Springs, California. They certainly could feel it in Los Angeles. No major damage. Nobody killed or hurt. That is the key thing. You're escaping, and it's a good deal, and you can breathe a little easier when nobody is killed in this stuff, and that didn't happen. Speaking of getting killed, we don't know that anyone's died in this, but a scary, scary thing happened in Philadelphia earlier in the day. And in fact, it's some of you may be familiar with this. It's becoming a little bit common, more common now, those amphibious World War II vehicles where they can be on land. They were tanks, really, but they could be on land and then, you know, go in the water. And they have duck boat tours. They've got them in Boston. They have them in Wisconsin. And they have them in Philadelphia and I'm sure a slew of other places, too. Well, a barge hit a tourist duck boat on the Delaware River. I can't tell you the amount of times I've been on that boat and in the Delaware River. Two are missing. 35 people were rescued, and this sightseeing boat must have stalled. And that's what it seems like, and it was knocked over by an oncoming barge. I guess they couldn't see. The barge couldn't see. The duck boats are small. And 10 people went to the hospital. I mean, this is completely capsized, and some people, from what witnesses said, just dove off of the boat when they saw what was happening. And then there were other people that were wearing life vests who were plucked from the water. Right now, they called off the search, but they spent hours looking for a 16-year-old girl and a 20-year-old man that were supposed to be on board taking a tour. Here's a little bit of what it sounded like from a couple of different perspectives.
As the boat was sitting in the water, it did come into contact with a barge that was traveling northbound on the river. The boat did capsize, and the passengers and crew did go into the water. The fire occurred, causing the boat to render. It wasn't able to operate, and the boat shut down. The boat was on the water waiting for help.
The barge did hit the duck from behind. It looks like the duck boat had actually capsized. The barge plowed over it, and I never saw the duck boat resurface.
There was a duck boat stalled out in the river. A bigger boat being pushed by a tug just came and hit it. We saw a couple people jump off before the impact. Everybody else kind of just scattered and jumped off.
Yeah, how awful that must have been. The NTSB will look into it. They're trying to investigate the sinking because the duck boat sank, and trying to figure out why the two things collided, why the barge hit the duck boat. And wouldn't have seemed obvious that the duck boat was there to the tug boat that was actually pushing the 250-foot-long barge. But I'm assuming that they couldn't see, and that's what they're going to say, because all of a sudden the barge just slammed into the boat and the passengers bailed and whatnot. And people that were off in the distance were screaming, yelling things out. It's in a very crowded historic area, actually, of Philadelphia where this happened. And shocking stuff, and it makes you wonder if they'll cancel some of this duck boat stuff, because it's actually a fascinating thing to do. I did it in Wisconsin. I've done it several times in Philadelphia, and it's incredible to think that these were these vehicles they used during the war, and how how neat it is, how you're up on land and you're sightseeing and then boom, you're in the water. But this is the first time anything like that certainly has happened. Ride the Ducks has been around since, I want to say, 2003. And they, you know, they go into the Delaware River for a very short time. It's like a 70-minute thing that you go through. So that's only a little piece of what they do. And the top speed those ducks actually hit when they're in the water is only around 7 miles an hour or so. So if they, well, we'll see if they can find the people or what the deal is, but they had to call off the search for now. And sadly, a 16-year-old and a 20-year-old, they believe, because they were on the list, missing from that boat. All right, the fallout is in full swing from the Justice Department filing a lawsuit against Arizona, and there are a lot of opinions on this. Boy, our mailbag was flooded with stuff. We're going to get to that at the end of the hour. But the Arizona immigration law was a law that hasn't kicked in, but it's a law that was supposed to kick in that a lot of states actually were looking at trying to maybe copy, emulate to see how it would work. And the training sessions have already gone on and are still going on because they haven't canceled them just because the Justice Department has filed this lawsuit. Some people think it's controversial and some people think attaboy, good for the governor. I'm one of those attaboy. The governor knows that something had to be done in Arizona, and nobody was coming to the aid. And really, in Arizona, they tried everything, I believe, from everything that I've heard and from the people we've had here on America Tonight, to make it be known that it's become too much of a danger zone, and a lot of people are leaving the state because they don't feel safe. So the protests against the law have drawn thousands of marches across the country. Polls show that a majority of Americans favor the get tough kind of approach against illegal immigration, not just hardcore conservative Republicans, but even some that would be undecided or independent voters and some that lean left. And that's shocking because that certainly is against what you would think somebody who's very, very liberal would feel. So at least three other states could pass similar legislation next year. And in some of the others, like Florida, a lot of the candidates are filming campaign ads, frankly, that are pushing debates favoring that law. So they're using that law. Oklahoma, South Carolina, Utah, all of those states have taken other steps against illegal immigration. And there are a lot of politicians in some other states that are pushing hard for tougher measures when their state legislatures reconvene early next year. But here's the thing. Once you get these lawsuits going, then you're spending the money to fight the lawsuits. So now it is the U.S. versus Arizona. And it comes down to what we were talking about in the previous show. It really goes to the heart of the constitutionality and whether or not it'll hold up in the highest court, probably in the land, the Supreme Court, as to the state being allowed to keep that legislation. The key thing with this Arizona law is they want every illegal immigrant caught. This is what they're saying on paper. They want every illegal immigrant that they can caught and deported, but they can only do it if they're stopped for some other kind of violation. We're going to talk more about that and the Justice Department and what they're saying that their policy is, which is focusing on the dangerous illegal immigrants. Hang with us.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods had perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Around the bend, we're going to talk to Harry Rinker. He's the guru of all things collectible. He joins us twice a month. So now's the time, if you've been thinking about this, to remember what you wanted to ask Harry about that family heirloom that you've heard about for so long and you want to know what it's worth. I know I've gotten a couple of emails from some of you, but feel free to dial the digits at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Harry, I hope you're not melting.
Maybe. Actually, no, I am taking the most prudent course of action.
Staying indoors.
Yes, I'm not going outside. Actually, I have to go out a couple times tomorrow. It was out a little bit today. Humidity was down, so it isn't like it's sweltering, but... We are doing our best to do it. The local grass is about the quality of straw. I'm thinking of going out and harvesting it and baling it.
There you go.
we live in this complex, and as one might suspect in the middle of this heat stroke, the pump that draws the water from a nearby creek to water the lawn has broken down. Grass is doing a slow dying act. It will, of course, come back, but no, it's very interesting. I mean, I don't even know how you deal with it, in the sense that the weather is so strange everywhere anymore. Who's to say what's what?
Exactly.
And maybe this is normal, whatever that means.
Yeah. Maybe
normal is not normal.
There you go.
In fact, I pretty well lived my whole life on that theory, actually.
Yeah, who's to say what normal is?
Kate, I mean, seriously, knowing you as well as I do,
you're right.
There could be some of that. Let's remind our listeners that the reason I got up at this hour of the morning is to be here to answer any questions they might have about antiques or collectibles, the things that may have come down through their family as heirlooms, the things that they may have bought out there, or if they just have a general question about what's happening out in the antiques and collectibles marketplace. So we're here to talk about that as well. You can do that by simply calling our toll-free number, 1-800-259-5791. I know you say that, but I'll say it here this time, because we love to talk to our listeners, actually. I mean, we like talking with each other, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been kind of a fun couple weeks again. They sold the set of four negatives of Marilyn Monroe's chest.
I saw that.
And very nice ribs, among other things.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do with them, but they brought $45,000.
It's so crazy. All that money raised was a lot more than they thought they were going to get, wasn't it?
Well, you know, it's fascinating. They're, I don't know, in the midst of all these really weird economic times, you've got people maybe whose minds are being affected by all of this to some extent. Now, in truth, these people are buying this stuff thinking it has long-term value. Not that Marilyn Monroe's X-rays don't have long-term value, trust me, but that aside, you know, they're pulling out of the stock market, they're pulling money out there, and they're thinking, well, we'll buy tangibles. We'll buy, you know, gold, silver, metals, precious metals, that type of thing, but they're buying antiques and collectibles as tangibles, and we're seeing some of the strangest sets of prices you'd ever want to see in my business. I mean, million-dollar comic books, that type of thing. A gal paid $190,000 for Michael Jackson's Swarovski-studded glove, you know, Swarovski crystal glove.
Sure.
Now, you would say, okay, that's fine. You know, in fact, they did a whole column. I says, well, maybe that's we call trophy antiques. You can have a trophy husband. I can have a trophy wife, but the real the real nuts have trophy antiques.
There you go.
But the problem is that a $190,000 Michael Jackson glove isn't a trophy glove. A white glove that he wore, I forget, when he did his first moonwalk dance or something,
sure,
sold for $380,000 a year ago.
Wow.
So, I mean, if the best is $380,000, what's a $190,000 one? A piece of junk.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
The people, and there's the woman, the person that bought it, just said, I wasn't going home without it.
Yeah,
I'd like
so
to date
she's
her.
Willing to pay.
I'd like to date her, you know. I don't know.
That's right.
She'd go home without me. I'm more than that now.
Yeah, money is no object, exactly.
Oh,
so.
I know, but it's just, and now what happens is that Gary Morton, who was married to Lucille Ball, right? Mm-hmm. Lucille Ball's second husband.
Mm-hmm.
Nice fellow. Isn't his estate putting up the private correspondence between he and his wife?
Well, it's because he needs to get
auction.
Money for that, yeah.
Now, I'm sorry, but some things perhaps should best either be left to archives or private.
Sure,
and this
keep
is
it in
high
the family.
On my list.
Yeah.
Although you can buy her, what is it, Rolls, her car? It's a whole bunch of stuff. On the other hand, who am I to say to them, don't do it? I mean, strike while the madness prevails should probably be the theory of the day.
Yeah, no kidding. 800-259-5791. I did get this from Pam Lewis. She said,
hi,
Kate. Next time Harry's on, because I'm confused as to when he's on, we'll clear that up in a second.
There's a lot of people confused
about
when I'm on, to be honest with you, Kate.
I had a question about watches. I've been collecting, actually, some antique pocket watches, and how do I go about pricing those?
Don't collect them.
Yeah, there you go.
No. First of all, when you're looking at a pocket watch, okay, the first thing you want to do is, does it work? Because if it doesn't work, chances are it's not going to have a lot of value. It costs today between $100 and $125 to clean a pocket watch. If that's assuming you can find someone that has the capability of cleaning it, I mean doing it right, okay? So it costs a fair amount of money to do that. The second thing is that even if it does work, the people who collect pocket watches are either dead or mostly dying. There's no new young collectors coming into that category, and that's creating a bit of a problem because pocket watches survived in enormous quantities. Now, the thing that you really want to do, however, is pop the back open. Now, people will say, look for the number of jewels. The higher the number of jewels, the higher the value, and there is some truth to that. But what you really want to do is find 10K, 12K, or 14K in the back of the case. Because today, the melt value of the cases is often worth, is where the value of the watch rests. So if you got, if you get a pocket watch with a carated gold case on it, you're going to have anywhere from $200 to $500 in the case alone. And the rest of the watches. A standard pocket watch, which, you know, 10 years ago was worth $150, $175 with gold-plated case, decent size, working order, you know, maybe early 20th century. Today, that watch is worth $65, $85.
Mm.
Well, hey, when was the last time you wore a pocket watch?
Never.
There you are. And you say, well, what are you putting Kate in the spot like that for? Women wore pocket watches. They were very big.
Sure.
They were up on their, they had lapel watches. I mean, you know, look at the old time movies. What do the nurse always have on her lapel, right? So she can take temperature or take the pulse stuff. Where's the watch?
Exactly.
All gone.
Exactly. Hey, we want to remind everyone, next time Harry comes on twice a month, the next appearance will be on the 21st. So get your questions ready so you can call them in.
Right,
in the second hour.
You can email them to me, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And how about the mailbag?
That's what I'm saying. HarryLRinker@AOL.com. That's my email address, HarryLRinker@AOL.com. Now, if you're going to email me your question, please start your email. I listen to you on American Tonight so I can put that email in the American Tonight, you know, mailbag.
Perfect, at AOL.com. And don't forget, you can listen to Harry as well. How's your Sunday show going?
Oh, it's going, it's going great. Took a little break for the 4th of July, but we're back live this weekend.
Great.
Yeah, you know what? Every once in a while, you have to have a day off.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was an interesting 4th. As far as that, kind of fun to celebrate it. So, yeah, we're back. We're doing really well. And you know, again, what's surprising me is how many of my listeners now are on the internet and on their cell phones. That's I think that's the thing that's really staggered me. More than anything else, you know, you could listen to the GCN live programs on your cell phone.
Yeah, I think that's so neat.
It is neat. It's fun to get callers. Where are you? Well, I listen to your cell phone. Do you have my cell phone in Colorado? I'm thinking, hey.
Yeah.
You know, far be it from me. I'm lucky I have a cell phone.
Yeah, there you go. So, Harry, we'll see you again on the 21st.
Hey, you bet. We'll do this, and we'll talk about antiques and collectibles some more. Take care, Kate.
All right, you too. He is the guru of all things collectible, really, honestly. Whatever it is that you have, you want to call in because we have a lot of fun doing these segments. So I'll keep reminding everyone. 21st, next time around, your chance to ask Harry some questions. On the flip side, we can count.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Tonight, we're going to scatter shoot. Coming up in our next segment, We Can Count. Boy, there are a lot of interesting numbers. We could almost throw this one into We Can Count, but we're not going to. They say the number of Afghans that have gone AOL in the United States has reached 46. And this comes from Lackland Air Force Base out of Texas. They have an alert issued that they issued last month for 17 Afghan military men who just walked away from an Air Force base. They just walked away. Now they're saying 46 have gone absent without leave. And where were they? They were part of the Defense Language Institute, the English language center at Lackland Air Force Base, right? That makes you feel safe, huh? So they did a series of interviews. Of course they did. We're trying to find these guys. They talked to the military personnel. They talked to the civilians. And they found out that 5 of the deserters are at large. 8 are in custody. At least 18 are in Canada. And 1 has just been granted conditional U.S. residency. And the most recent to disappear left the base last Thursday, hours after a graduation ceremony. So I'd have to say that this Defense Language Institute program is a little bit of a flop because, sure, give me the language program and then I'll disappear. It's perfect. They graduate, they vanish before their flights back to Afghanistan. And some of them never showed up at the base where they were supposed to do the training. So it even was at that point. And it's not uncommon, it doesn't seem like it would be uncommon, for foreign military people who come to the U.S. to get lured in. Of course, we live in America, in a land of the free, home of the brave. This is a much better life than Afghanistan. So this is now a growing problem. They're going to have to shut that program down. Last year, they had 21 disappear. And now we see here what the number is. And that's not good. I mean, sure, you got some that were requesting asylum. But this nationwide bulletin to be out on the lookout for the 17 who disappeared. And what they did was they have photos and dates of birth and they're distributing photographs, you know, everything they can to every possible law enforcement agency across the country. But it doesn't mean they're going to, it's pretty easy, as we know, to hide under the surface, look at the illegal situation. And that's what is happening. They'll be lucky to get any of those guys back. So 46. 25 of the 46 unaccounted for. And does that disturb anyone else? I think it's disturbing. Not unusual, maybe, that somebody wants the better life, but how successful is the program? And see, this is what happens. The family of the military guys, the ones who get accepted into the program, because they have to go through a process. They vet the people out. I guess the vetting didn't work out so well. They have to vouch for their return and promise to pay $40,000 if the soldier goes missing while in the United States. So that means all those families have to pony up that money if the soldier doesn't come back. Wow. It's supposed to be a process where the Afghanistan military gets assisted by the U.S. efforts, and it's supposed to be a helping hand and makes for better relations and all that other sort of stuff. But this is pretty serious. You can't have these students disappearing. And where are they going? They could be going the reverse direction over the border. That's why they fled to Canada. And it just, to me, I'm surprised that it hasn't gotten more play and there aren't more people concerned about it. And that's why they have the obviously the 40,000 tag on the heads of the people. But do you sleep any better when you know that there are how many Afghans on the loose? And what is their intention in the United States? And we wonder why there's all of this upset in Arizona about the illegal situation. I mean, so they've got military clearance here in the United States. Any chance that any of them are spying? Didn't we just roust up that whole Russian spy ring? Any chance that it's not just about, oh, I want a better life? Any chance of that? I would have to say I'm assuming that they might have connections to people already, maybe sleeper cells in the United States, and they've got a place to go, and good luck trying to find some of the guys who are missing. Have we lost our minds? I don't understand this. I understand what's behind the program, but why wouldn't they do that in Afghanistan? There are places that could be done. Why in the United States? Good intentions perhaps behind the training, but not well thought out. I mean, they need to turn themselves in, right? Because what happens if can you imagine, this is the next thing, one of these people that got loose, they end up being part of some underground cell and end up being part of some plot and they get hopefully stopped before they carry out whatever it is they're going to carry out. And then there'll be all kinds of questions about, well, why do we do this? Why do we even have this happening here? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And it doesn't make any sense. Lackland Air Force Base, I mean, what, they're not locking them down when they're in the training sessions. They're being treated like anybody else. But having problems year after year, it's just not working. They can't, if you've got all of these guys who are going AOL, you know, what are they trying to do? Socialize in America, assimilate in America, find the better life? I mean, sure, from the point of view of if they come to this country and they just want to find a better life, I get it. But I have to think that there are other reasons why that's happening. And they don't want to move back to Afghanistan. What does that tell you there? And then the families have to pony up the money. It disturbs me. You can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or you can give us a jingle here on the show, too, if you want to throw in your 2 cents. And I would think that there would be a lot of people worried about that. 800-259-5791. Well, BP is pushing to try to seal the endless Gulf leak. It is the leak that just keeps on giving. And because they're worried about investors and where the stock is going, they're trying to float artificial dates like the end of July, but I'm not buying it because up to this point they've been very cautious about what they're saying as far as timelines. And I don't think any investors will be fooled by that either. I hope, hey, if they can seal it by the 27th or 28th, fabulous. But I wouldn't count on it. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. We can always count on Don. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Well, I heard it was mid-August when they're not going to have that relief roll done, so.
Yeah, I think that they're trying to float a date of being able to, you know, shut down most of the oil by the end of July, but I think it's going to be longer, yes.
Yeah, so what a mess. They're going to have to do something. Hey, did you listen to Obama's speech today about regulating business and all that?
Yes.
Oh, did you hear this guy? He just killed me. He's just like, the government's not responsible for running businesses, but we got to keep our nose in it, you know, and we got to make sure they're doing the right thing. And it's unbelievable, Kate. This guy just, you know, he talks in circles sometimes. I honestly believe it.
Yeah, I don't understand it because on the campaign trail, you know, the whole thing was about transparency and the way that he spoke and the language that he used, but I'm not seeing that on a day-to-day basis.
Well, you know, well, you got to admit, though, Katie, he is a politician. They'll say or lie or do anything to get elected.
That's true. It's certainly not. I mean, we can pound Obama, but it's just certainly not Obama. It's all the way around, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, I did make it over to Denver, caught a couple of games. If you'd have seen the fly ball grand slam by Ishikawa off of Jimenez, I just got puked. I was just like, oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding me. That thing goes up in the air and the wind just carries it out of the park. But,
it's crazy. I've been there. I've seen it. It's amazing. That's tough on pitchers.
Yeah, and then I got to, sit through the 15-inning deal, get rained on the last couple innings. That's when you know you're watching a real baseball game, when you get rained on and sticking it out like the players have to.
That's when you know you're a real baseball fan.
Yeah, so, but it was fun to go back. You know, I lived there for 7 years, and it's really, I got to hand it to Denver. They really, the main street through there is Colfax Avenue, and man, has it really been cleaned up. I mean, it looked like, you know, the backside of whatever, you know, the third world when I was there before, but it was just really cleaned up and, you know, and a lot of greenery that wasn't there before, and they've just done a great job making their city better, and no intentions of ever moving back there, but anyway, okay, so, hey, listen, I can talk to you much, but we'll catch up with you later, okay?
All right, glad you had a good trip to Denver and got to take in some of the baseball with those Colorado Rockies. Denver is a great city. I've spent some time in Denver as well, and it's even just areas outside of Denver, just beautiful. Fall is a good time to go if you're not a skier. If you're a skier, anytime during the winter, of course, is a great time to hit the slopes. We can count next.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is a pretty cool one for this version of We Can Count. There's a solar-powered plane, which is hoping to circle the globe one day. They started a 24-hour test flight in Switzerland. What they're trying to prove is with the solar-powered plane, you could fly in the day and night without fuel. The plane has 4 electric engines, has a top speed of 70 kilometers an hour. Some other cool things, 63-meter wingspan, and it's got 12,000 separate solar cells. Boy, you just walk around Home Depot now and you can find, of course, not one of these planes, but all kinds of solar-powered things. And a solar power plane, it took off right before 5 in the morning on Wednesday, and the plane hit heights of like 28,000 feet throughout the day, and then just slowly descending to an altitude of 5,000 feet. That's where it's going to stay for the rest of the night. I think it's very, very cool. We'll see how this works out. A 24-hour flight. If that's successful, then they've got a second airplane that's going to be designed to fly a little bit further. And the aim is what I said at the top, flying across continents and the Atlantic Ocean. One day, when I'm very, very old, I hope, you think I'll be getting on a solar-powered plane? I don't know how I feel about that. I think it's cool, but I'm not sure how I feel about actually getting on a passenger solar-powered plane. A 93-year-old gangster, 93, that's the key number here, convicted of racketeering conspiracy. Check this out. He struggled to stay awake while his turncoat young son testified against him at his racketeering trial. So he was convicted of charges that he shook down New York strip clubs and a pizzeria. A jury in Brooklyn found that Johnny Sonny Franchese, the underboss of the Colombo organized crime family and a one-time acquaintance of Frank Sinatra, and three co-defendants were guilty on their fifth day of deliberations. Franchese, who had been out on bail, was jailed after the verdict was announced. Prosecutors say he faces up to 20 years in prison. So think of his age, 93. Think he serves out that whole 20 years? And the son, Franchese Jr., testified. He's 50 years old. He testified that he tried to follow in the footsteps of his father, who used him to pass messages to other mobsters. But after developing a crack cocaine addiction, he said he tried to make up for what he had done in his life by cooperating with the government. So he was taping his father. Geez, I wonder how safe he is. You know, it's interesting. In his heyday, Franchese was a regular at the Copacabana nightclub. That really was a place, not just a song, where he mixed it up with Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr., and he also had a stake in a very popular classic porn film, Deep Throat. And the guy had a history with the law. In 67, he was convicted for a bank robbery. He went to prison, paroled in the 70s, and he was never convicted of another crime, but they know that he rose to second in command of the Colombos, which was one of the New York City's five Italian crime families, and he kept meeting with mob friends in restaurants and other public places, but it was his son who rolled on him that ultimately now sends him to prison. But 20 years, they'll be lucky. 20 years at the age of 93. He heard me say that he could barely stay awake when he was getting sentenced. So we'll see how much of that he actually serves out. Always sad when people get let go from jobs. We're seeing what's going on still with the mortgage industry. And we talk about it a lot on America Tonight when we do business things. But Wells Fargo is cutting 3,800 jobs, and they're going to close 638 stores in their financial division. They say they're going to happen, a lot of the job cuts are going to happen in the next 60 days. And the cuts are because of the fact that they're closing Wells Fargo Financial, and they made non-prime home loans. That's what they did, and they hope that over the next year or so they can eliminate all the positions that I just mentioned. And it's all about the economics. The restructuring, they say charges related to the restructuring are going to total $185 million. About $137 million of those costs, or 2 cents per share, will be recorded in the second quarter of the year for severance, and then the remaining charges will go in the third quarter. But they're hoping that this will offset the whole charges within the next 18 months. Bottom line is, a lot of people get screwed up, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that jobs are lost and the mortgages are, you know, the financial industry is a mess and the mortgages went underwater. And it's not the bank laying off the people. It's a separate company. It's the financial side of it. And it's, boy, job loss is rough. 7.9 million jobs have been lost. That's been reported. Lost, many of them lost forever. Stu is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, look at it one way. If Franchese's falling asleep in court, the old man's 93. He has every reason to fall asleep. Lindsay Lohan falls asleep in court, we know she's stoned to the bones. She's burned out. So, what about a guy ratting his own dad out? He had nothing to do with it. He was wanting to redo his wrongs. He was wanting to keep his own butt from going to prison.
That's right, because he's 50 years old, and so he cooperated with the government. He rolled on his old dad, yeah.
I mean, Sammy the Bull wasn't no relation to Gotti, no relation to Gotti. He was, you know, just a rat. This guy is ratting his own dad out. Man, I hope somebody gets a contract on him.
I think somebody will. I think he's going to have to get his protection.
How'd you like to be his kid? Does the guy have any loyalty to his children at all?
Man,
he rat his own dad out. Dude, that's scary. I'm telling you something. Okay, that is a scary... Rat his own? Let me tell you something. My mother, God bless her heart, if she was still alive, she never would, or my father. But if they wanted to walk into a bank and rob it, and I'm standing in the bank when they do it, do you think I would never rat on my parents?
Never.
Family is family. You
That's
never
right.
turn your back on, you know, now there's some case, you know, they're in drugs and all that. Yeah, if I was a dad, I'd turn my back on him. If he was a crackhead, I'd have had him whacked anyway for being a crackhead and embarrassment to the family.
I agree. There's blood is thicker than water, as they say, and 93 years old, how much support was he getting from his dad? He wanted to be part of the crew. He was, so he screwed up because he got hooked on crack cocaine. That's his fault.
Yeah, it's true. It just blows me away. I can't believe anybody would rat their own parent out. Imagine that, Kate.
No, I could never. No.
Sitting in court across from your parents.
No.
On a stand and saying, they made me do this. They did this. They did that.
I couldn't look them in the eyes. I couldn't do it.
That's like I seen 60 Minutes. Gotti Jr. was on there. That was pretty interesting.
That was. I watched it. That was good, the stuff that he was talking about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, even he didn't turn on his dad. His dad's dead now. He can say whatever he wants to, but. I just kept blew me away when you said that. I was like, shh. And I seen the one of Manson chicks come up for parole again. They got denied.
Yep, they're never getting loose.
19th denial. You want them loose?
No. Are you kidding what they did to the Biancas and what they did to Sharon Tate?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want them loose either.
Mm-mm.
I'd like to lock up more like them myself, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, man's 93, you know, and I mean, I've been in court. Everybody's been in court one time or another for their something stupid. You know, it's kind of boring, and at least the old man was dozing off. Like I said, Lindsay Lohan, she's stoned in court, so she's passing out the booze and the drugs and the painkillers and the whatever else she's doing. I don't know. All right, Kate, thanks, honey.
All right, I agree with Stu. We're tough on crime, but not on our families. 93, and he's got to be in witness protection because someone certainly would rock his world. I can only think that. A final one I'm going to throw at you for We Can Count. A French court on Wednesday sentenced Manuel Noriega to 7 years in prison for money laundering, but the former Panamanian dictator could be eligible for parole as early as next year. Go figure.